Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Thriller writer Lisa Gardner is back with her 21st novel and the 8th crime book featuring Detective Dee Dee Warren. Her latest, Fear Nothing, focuses on two sisters, one a successful therapist, Dr. Adeline Glenn, who suffers from congenital analgesia, she can't feel pain, the other, Shauna Day, a serial killer serving time in prison for multiple murders. As daughters of mass murderer Harry Day, they now have to join forces to help Dee Dee catch a predator copying their late father's modus operandi. It's a great pleasure to welcome Lisa Gardner to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us, and congratulations on the new book.
Thank you, and can I just say that's one of the best synopsis of the books I ever heard, and well, I wish I'd been writing it.
I'll record it for you whenever you want. I love this book. This had me up at night. This is a lot of fun. So how did you come to this idea?
Well, all of my novels have been based on something in real life. And the case of Fear Nothing, it started with what you just talked about, that there is this real-world genetic defect, it's very rare, called congenital insensitivity to pain. So I was reading an article on a young girl who's growing up with this condition, and at first blush, you're like, this would be great, I mean, to
right.
never have to feel any aches, pains, discomfort. I mean, how good would that be? But, in fact, we really do need pain, and her parents were having to go to extreme measures just to keep her safe. And there was this interesting psychological piece that I found really compelling, that, you know, pain, as much as we might hate it, it's the most common shared human experience. So if everyone in the world can feel pain and you can't, you know, what is that like? And that really became the character for Dr. Adeline Glenn, who has now dedicated her life to trying to understand pain and help people manage pain, because it's the one thing she'll never know.
And these are our two sisters, one who is a very successful therapist who has this condition, and the other one who's a serial killer.
Yes, all of my books have really been about the nature of evil. Is evil born or is it made? You know, is it nature? Is it nurture? And I kind of took that opportunity to build this construct where we have, you know, this long dead but infamous serial killer father and basically his surviving daughters. And you have the older sister who's technically, you know, the bad daughter, you know, the bad sister who, you know, committed her first act at 14, has been in prison, is committed, still continuing to commit murder even while behind bars. And then you have, you know, the quote-unquote good sister, who Dr. Adeline Glenn, well-educated, widely respected, this great practice. But as the course of this novel unfolds and Detective Dee Dee Warren starts to work with both sisters to try to get behind who this killer is, you know, you start to wonder, maybe the homicidal sister isn't totally beyond redemption, and maybe the good, respectable sister isn't everything she appears.
Right. There is no such thing as a purely white hat and a purely black hat.
Yes.
A good person can do bad things, a bad person can do good things.
Yes. One of the things I really like about Dr. Adeline Glenn as a character is her own self-awareness. I mean, she's a doctor. She has studied this stuff. She knows better. But, you know, we're also creatures of impulses and desires and obsessions, and she's just as human as the rest of us.
Speaking of obsessions, you seem to gravitate, you seem to like the psychological.
Yes.
You enjoy that, exploring that.
Yes.
What is it about it that you think is not only fascinating for you as a writer, but for us as a reader?
I think it's one of the appeals of the thriller novel. I think we all feel if we can understand the nature of evil better, we're more prepared. I think that's one of the whole attractions of reading crime novels, is you sit there and you think, yes, I know who did this, or yes, I would do that. It makes you feel better and stronger about yourself. So it's more if we can understand the psychology of crime, we can better keep ourselves safe.
When it comes to the character of Dee Dee Warren, as I mentioned, this is the 8th novel to feature this character. What is it about Dee Dee Warren that struck with you and is a character that you want to keep writing about?
You know, she was a character that was never intended to be. She's actually named after my own neighbor, who is, you know, in the real world, a beautiful woman known for her cookies and her flowers. So, not a hardened Boston gop. I really introduced Dee Dee Warren as a character to be a walk-on part. I just needed a Boston detective for a single scene in a book. And readers responded so strongly to her, I think because she is aggressive. She says all the stuff that most of us would never have the courage to say.
Right.
She's an impassioned workaholic and makes no bones about it, that she just kind of took off. And I think readers like the confidence in her very much. But I think they also relate to, as professionally strong as she is, she does struggle with, you know, falling in love, and now she has a kid, and how the hell did that happen, and what is she going to do next, you know?
Right. And you like to see the character grow and
yes,
put her in these different positions, I guess. So when you come up with an idea and you have this idea for Fear Nothing, when you hear about this condition of congenital insensitivity, do you immediately think, oh, well, that would be something interesting for Dee Dee to play with in a novel?
I really thought pain would be something interesting for Dee Dee to have to face.
Yeah.
Again, if you're going to bring back a serious character, I think you do have to challenge them. And since Dee Dee can handle everything on the work front, what better setup than, you know, an opening chapter injure her to the point that she's not on the job? I mean, this is a woman whose entire identity is being a homicide detective, and she can't lift a gun. And, oh, yeah, while she's at it, she can't lift her child either. And so having her struggle with her own mortality and pain, and she's angry that she's in pain, and now she's forced to have these, of all things, sessions with a pain therapist who's trying to tell her pain is good, you can manage how well that's going over.
Give us an idea of the process for you. When you come up with an idea like that, then what ball starts rolling? There's obviously research. There's a lot of thinking before the actual writing starts, I assume.
Yes. So for Fear Nothing, it started because I read this article on this rare genetic condition, and I'm like, that's a character. So it really started just thinking of this character of Dr. Adeline Glenn and giving her, okay, a serial killer father and a homicidal older sister. Then I went to some detectives, retired Boston cops, actually, and it's like, okay, here are the crime scenes I want to do. What are the real-world procedures, you know, forensics, detective investigative techniques you would use to solve them? And that starts giving me a bare bones of the novel, because I always want my police officers in the book to be doing the smartest, most capable thing they can be doing. And then from there, it really is just plant the butt in a chair and type. And I don't know where I'm going, and I don't know the ending. I feel when you do, you broadcast that.
Right.
So it's better to let it unfold naturally, and hopefully, you know, my own interest in, I need to know what's going to happen next. When you read it, that's what you'll be experiencing, too. I want to know what's going to happen next.
What is it like for you? I mean, you've reached that point where your name is larger than the title. Right. So, I mean, that's a on the book.
Yeah.
So, that's a fun place to be. It means you have a solid readership, and there's a brand to you and what you do. And with that comes expectation. But you're allowed to sample a little bit and try things.
I've always been really lucky in that I've worked with editors that have given me free rein. They've always kind of trusted that I knew what I was doing, which is kind of funny because I've never once felt in 25 years like I knew what I was doing, but I'm happy I have some other people fooled. I think one of the first things I had to learn as a suspense novelist is the career is not you. No matter how many times you hit the New York Times list, you're still going to confront a blank screen every day, and that blank screen does not care how many copies of books you've sold or what kind of awards you've won,
right,
or what your sales rankings are. It's just the blank screen. And, I mean, I could be doing this for the next 50 years, and it's just going to be me and that blank screen.
And we wonder why you're so interested in psychology, right? So. Because that's it, right?
Yeah.
And that's the fear. That's the
yeah.
You always have that thing that is sort of lurking over you. The name of the book is Fear Nothing. It is it's a fantastic read. I really enjoyed this. It's you're a very suspenseful and wonderful writer. It is published by Dutton. Lisa Gardner, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.